Okay, so we're going to look at John. I think you could probably teach on John for a lifetime. John 14, 15, 16, 17, and there's so much there. God, he unloaded on them. When he took them to the upper room and Judas left the room, man, he unloaded. There was such revelation. He told them, plain and simple, you're not going to understand what I'm saying to you. I'm going to have to send my spirit. He's going to bring all this to remembrance, but I have to release these words while I'm here in the earth. And he goes, you're not going to understand half what I'm saying. My Holy Spirit's going to teach you everything I'm saying to you tonight. Because my administration's changing. At his death, burial, and resurrection, he ceased from the administration of the word. He had given his words. He gave that over to the Holy Spirit, and he became the high priest. He became our mediator and one that ever liveth to make intercession for us. His ministry was that of reconciliation to the Father. Amen. That is very, very high priority with the Lord, is reconciliation with the Father. So we look in John 14. It said, of my Father's house, there's many dwelling places. I've got one. Anybody got a dwelling place? I like my dwelling place. Glory to God. Because if not so, I'd have told you, I prepare a place for you. Do you understand you can move in on that verse right there? If you understand, it's not just about what you know. Listen to me very carefully. It's not what you get taught on a weekly basis. It's not the knowledge. It's the revelation. It's the light that comes on those verses. And when that light comes on it, it causes you to be able to release into it. Amen. He said, if it goes, I go to prepare a place for you, you can't see where I've highlighted, but it says, I will come again. Say, I will come again. I will come again. He didn't come again. He sent his spirit. Amen. Notice what he says. Verse 18, he says, I will not leave you comfortless. That word comfortless is orphan. I'm not going to leave you fatherless. Right there, his mission. He goes, I'm not going to leave you as an orphan, a fatherless orphan. I'm leaving, but I'm not leaving you alone. Amen. Everyone say, I am not an orphan. That was his promise. I was not going to leave you without a father. I am not going to leave you as an orphan. Do you know how many people in the church are still orphan? Do you know how long the church, people have been in church 50 years in a full gospel, and they still don't know the Father? I turn on the TV and I listen real careful to people, what people are preaching. And there's a lot of them will talk about the Father, but I believe this generation has to come fully into the Father. There's only few people really talking about the Father right now. And we have to come in to a place where we're no longer orphaned. Amen. That's the whole mission of what the Lord's mission was in John 14, is to bring us out of a fatherless state. Listen, I born again. I knew the Father just like everybody else knew the Father. For 18 years, I ministered in this church. I mean, I would feel the Father. I would fellowship with the Father. I get all that, but I didn't know him. I was essentially orphan. I was a spiritual orphan for 18 years until October of last year, when all of these revelations ushered in to the Father. And then all of a sudden I'm like, whoa. Now my hardest part of this journey is explaining all this. Because when you start talking about the Father, I mean, it's amazing. You get preachers in there. I'll try to throw a few things out to them and see where they're at, you know. And I got that already. I know that. I got that. I thought, yeah, but there is a pretty big difference. It's like the difference from the east to the west between having a relationship with the Father, encountering the Father, and then coming into union with him where he is. It's huge. That takes a journey. Amen. That's one of the highest levels that you can achieve, is the Father's great love. Amazing place. So I want to share with you something that happened when I was in prayer the other day that really, really helped me. Sometime, like I said earlier, it's not just the knowledge, it's the revelation, it's the inspiration. The way the Lord did this with me is I had a vision in prayer. He said, I've been giving you these things in pieces. The way he never told me that he was solving a crossword puzzle. Not a crossword puzzle, but a big puzzle. He'd give you a piece over here, another piece over here, another piece over here. And every time you get a piece, said, this is it, this is it, this is it. Then he'd give another piece. And I didn't know what he was doing completely as he was putting all this together. And then finally, I started seeing this pathway form when all he's putting all these pieces together. But during these different times, I'd fellowship with the different places. And he says, I want to smooth your pathway out. That's what he said. I want to teach you how to transition with harmony. What do you mean by that? I'll share that here in a minute. And I saw a vision of an Olympic team. There were racers, runners, and they would be passing the baton. And as each runner would go, you would pass the baton off. But what I saw is times that the runner would get a little bit too hasty, and he would move out before the baton was actually passed properly. And I saw also when you're running in this particular race, all three persons, if you'll get this, there's four major elements to all this. It's the triune Godhead in the living word, but how they all work together in this process. And when you learn to work together, say work together. First thing you understand is I'm not alone. Say I'm not alone. Now, the second thing is, how do we get them to work? How do we work with them in this process? Well, the first thing to work with them, you got to understand what their role is. They all have an individual role in this process. If you understand what their role is and understand what they're designed to do. Now, they have a lot more than just what we're talking about here, but we're focused more on union, birthing out of union, dreaming through union. Birthing the supernatural, moving into the anointing without measure. Amen? That's what we're after. If you want to know, plain and simple, what are you after as a church? We want the anointing without measure. We want to walk in the realm of the impossible. We want to access the impossible and bring it into fruition. Then boy, are we on it. Glory to God forever. To do this, the Lord said, I want to create a harmony. I'd see in the vision that the runner would take off, the second runner would take off before he actually received the baton fully. And sometimes when you're moving in these realms, there is a way to transition more harmoniously. And if you'll learn how to transition harmoniously, and I'll show you what I mean in a minute, if you'll learn how to transition with each member of the Godhead, and say with. With is a big word. With our we mode. Move into we mode instead of I or you mode. Say we. If you move in prayer and realize when I want to climb the mountain of God, I don't have to do this alone. There are certain skills I need to possess, but I'm not alone. Amen. The first thing the Lord said, I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. My mission is to father you or bring you to the Father. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send my Holy Spirit to you. Once I ascend to the right hand of the Father, I'm going to send my Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has a very strong, predominant role here. And we've studied this a lot, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time in it, but I want to spend more time on that way they transition. Each one of them is going to hand you off to the next one. Do you understand that? Holy Ghost, the Lord handed you off to the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost going to hand you back to the Lord. The Lord's going to hand you off to the Father. And then the Father's going to transition you being in Him to Him and you. Now, if you understand how these transitions work, you'll be a lot more harmonious in your operation. If you don't, what you'll do is you'll leave one of them before your time, and you'll go off to try to get to a level. How many of you tried to jump to a level and you couldn't get there? Well, if you try to jump too fast without them helping you in their predominant role, then what happens is you're going to struggle more in your faith than you have to. And when the Lord spoke to me, he says, if you'll move into we mode or with me mode, first thing about the Holy Spirit, he dwells with you. He's in you. Some of these scriptures you already know. I'm not going to get into them. But I want you to notice what he says, verse there in 26, 14. 14:26, he said, the Comforter, when the Holy Ghost comes, Father, he'll send in my name. The Father's going to send him in my name. He'll teach you all things. He'll bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I'm saying to you tonight. Listen, John 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 weren't five chapters. Jesus didn't say, okay, we're chapter 14, verse 1 now. It was all a big teaching. King James put all that, those verses in there. That was just one whole teaching in there. It was a powerful one at that. Now notice this. What is it? Chief. Now the Holy Spirit, when he came, he poured out revival. He came to take on the administration of the church in the earth. He came up under the direction and authority of the Lord Jesus, but he also came with another ministry that's very rarely preached. And this ministry was him as your comforter assisting you in what's called jurisdictional transfer. We all know he brings the gifts of the Spirit. He brought the government. He brought the operation. He's there convicting. He's working with the church in the earth. But he's also there to assist you on how to move up into God. If you understand that role and you start with him, you'll get a lot further. Amen? Now, he says this right here in John 16, verse 13. He says, howbeit the Holy Spirit has come, he'll guide you into all truth. He'll not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you. Now, the King James says things, but there is no things there. It says he will show you to come. Now, that word come is ekrokomea. It means to go from one place to another or jurisdictional transfer. He says, listen, all that the Father has is mine. I'm going to ascend to the right hand of God. The Father's going to give all things to me. He's going to give me a position and a place in him. But my Holy Spirit's the one's going to have to teach you what I'm saying to you because you have no clue what I'm saying. And he's going to actually teach you how to get to where I'm at. He's going to teach you how to come through the door. He's going to teach you jurisdictional transfer. And he's going to show you all that belongs to you in a form of inheritance I've laid up for you in heavenly places. He's going to teach you all this. He's the one who's going to bring light to it. He's going to show you how to get out from where you are into where I am. Ooh. Everyone say, ooh. Now, because he's going to do that, before you launch, get with him. Say, get with him. How do I do that? Well, look at that verse there in John 16. Verse 17, he said, he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I like someone said the other day, he said, you know, you don't really have to beg the Holy Spirit not to live from you because he's not going to leave you. His presence, you might not feel his presence. He might withdraw his presence, but he's not going to leave you. He's with you. He abides with you and he's in you. Now, some people are very much in tune with the Holy Spirit. Some people are not. How do I get in tune with the Holy Spirit? Acknowledge. He's one of the very first ways to tap into the kingdom of God. Close your eyes, focus into your heart, and say, Holy Spirit, you've come to dwell with me. You come to abide. You're my comforter. You're the one the Lord sent. He promised I wouldn't be fatherless. He said he would come. See, when the Lord said, I will come to you, he didn't come. He sent his Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit is there. And if you'll start practicing awareness and start reminding and practicing awareness of his ministry, you can show me, ask him, show me how to come. Show me what I'm doing. Show me how to do what they keep telling us to do. He's there to help you. Get in we mode. Look at your neighbor and say, get in we mode. Now, here's what the Lord showed me sometimes that we do. What we'll do is we'll go and we'll launch. You're the door, Lord. I'm coming through the door. You're the rest. I'm coming the rest. And we launch out in faith. Now, sometimes you'll get there because your faith's strong. But he said sometimes if you'll take the time to acknowledge the one running the race with you, they'll help you. Each one of them are going to run a certain part of your race every day. They're going to run with you. They're always there, but each one have a predominant role. The Holy Spirit's predominant role in this particular thing is to teach you jurisdictional transfer. He's the one's going to help you if you'll ask him. If you don't, he is the perfect gentleman. He'll wait. So you run up, you're running a brick wall and say, I don't know if this doesn't work. Maybe you need to back up and start with the Holy Spirit. Say, you know what? I'm sorry. I've been doing all this alone. I've been doing this by my mighty faith. I've been being the mighty faith man. Because sometimes you take the word and go. You can do it. Sometimes it's nice to acknowledge him. Say, I need your help. I need you. You were sent to assure me that I wouldn't be fatherless. So you're going to get me where he is. Get me where he is. Help me. Show me. You've come to abide and dwell in me. Teach me how to get through that door. Teach me how to get to that next level. Teach me how to get through that wall. Help me, Holy Spirit. And wait till his presence arrives and start getting in what's called we mode. Say we mode. If you get in we mode, you're going to be more effective because it's a combination of working with the members of the Godhead and keeping the word that causes a seamless transition through these realms. If you understand what each one of them's doing and stay with them, because the Lord said, now I want you to do this. And boy, I did it and it was working. Say, it's working. I'm like, that was one of the smoothest transitions I've ever had. He said, that's because you're going in we mode. Sometimes, see, my faith's so strong, sometimes I can just run in and go do it. I know how to go there, but I start practicing going there with them, with the Holy Spirit. It makes it fuller. It makes it more enjoyable. It makes it fun. They seriously delight. If you understand what the role is, he's going to teach you jurisdictional transfer. Tina, you made it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're going to teach you jurisdictional transfer. He is the one that's going to teach you that. He's going to teach you how to keep the words. He's going to teach you how to. His mission is to bring you to where Christ dwells. And the Lord said, I will receive you where I am. He's going to receive you. The Holy Spirit's going to escort you. Look at the Godhead. They are personal escorts. They are there to help you. They're ushering. You're not alone. Put your hand on your heart. Close your eyes. Say, I'm not alone. Start that way. In the beginning, I'm not alone today. Sometimes we look at prayer. We look at it as a duty. Like we got to climb this mountain. You don't have to do it alone. They'll help you. But you got to get connected with them. That's what the Lord said. And this was the inspiration. He says, connect with me. Connect with me and don't leave me. I'll show you where my big Achilles heel was. Mine wasn't here at the door, throne of grace, or the rest. It was moving from the rest to the Father. That was my Achilles heel, and the Lord solved that. Oh, I love it. So we get into Christ. He says, I'll receive you unto myself. No man's coming unto the Father but by me. That's important. He says, no man comes to the Father but by me. I'm bringing you to him. Now he said something remarkable in verse chapter 14, verse 28. He says, you have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again. If you love me, you will rejoice because I go to the Father, for my Father is greater. Can you imagine that? Greater. Greater. Say greater. He knows the Father's greater. His mission is to introduce you to the Father. His mission is to glorify the Father. My Father's greater. I'm going to go to prepare a place for you and him. I'm going to send my Holy Spirit. He's going to teach you how to come to where I am. These words, if you'll keep them and hold them and acclimate and hold them and keep them and focus and acknowledge. And stay with me, moving we mode. We say we mode. Now look at John 17:1. It's a powerful verse. Cause these, if you understand their mystery, he says, the words spake to Jesus when he lifted his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour's come. Glorify the Son. I remember when he gave me that verse, I went off. Woo! He said, glorify the Son that he may glorify thee. How many of you know what that means? How many don't know what it means? Okay, look, somebody is going to have to raise their hand because only one brave soul raised their hand. Two brave souls. How many want to know what it means? Glorify the Son that he may glorify thee. Do you know what he's saying there? Oh, when that revelation hit, whoo, this is his final prayer. He said, Father, bring me back to where I was with you in the beginning. Bring me back to the glory I had. He said that in verse 5. Bring me back to the glory I had with you in the beginning. Glorify me into my place, Father. And once I'm seated back in your right hand, I have a new ministry to glorify you. I'll bring them to where I am, and I will reveal you, Father, to them. You glorify me, Father, and then I will reveal you to them. Isn't that awesome? He's there to glorify the Father. Okay, so where I was missing is I would get into the rest. I'd get into the garden. I'd just all up in there, hallelujah. Because yesterday was so phenomenal, or the day before was so phenomenal, I couldn't wait to get to the phenomenal place again. How many of you ever been there? You hit the phenomenal, and then the next day I'm going there, and all of a sudden you start you're not quite there. And because you're not quite there, you're like, you're wanting to get back to that phenomenal high place. And I'm realizing he wants us there. Amen. Now there's a way to do it harmoniously where you'll be more effective. What I would do is I get the rest, and when I decided I'm ready, I'd go. I'd just go for it. I'd go to the Father. How'd you do that? I'd grab all those scriptures and I'd start working them until I'm there. And sometimes it'd work, a lot of times, but the other times it was not working so well. This is when the Lord came to me. He says, if you'll get in the we mode, because I saw, he goes, you're taking off before that baton has been fully passed to you. He said, you're taking off without me. He says, if you'll go with me, it'll be much more effective. But the way he said it made me to understand what he was saying. He said, I just want you to run and grab my word, grab a promise, and jump to the Father. I want us to go together. I want to go together. And I said, well, what do I do? What do I do, Lord? He said, cleave to me. I'm in his rest because now cleave to me and don't let go. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Set your eyes and focus. Now I'm your shepherd. Follow me. Put your eyes on me and follow me. Don't go in front of me. Follow me. But follow me like you're 6 inches away. Stay with me. So what I do now, these things, believe me, I know this, but these things will help you tremendously if you'll practice them. When I'm in the rest, I don't just say, okay, I'm jumping to the love now. What I do, I say, Lord, lead me. Are we ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to go? And I wait for him now instead of just jumping in. Because sometimes your faith can jump in. It can do it. Your faith can do that. Everybody saw that movie Jumper? They just jump, you know, they jump from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Your faith can jump like that. But sometimes it can't jump. And you're sitting there wondering why you can't jump. Remember I said always go back to the where you were? Now I'm realizing before I jump, I wait. I wait. Does anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? Anybody? So I wait. I say, Lord, let's go together. No, man, I'm not coming to the Father. And I'll say it like this. I'm not coming to the Father today without you. I'm not going without you. Take me. Lead me on, my shepherd. Bring me into the Father. Glorify the Father today. And I'll sit there and wait till I feel his unction to move in. And he tried to talk to me about this before different times, and sometimes you just don't get it. But then he said, I want you to understand, Wemo, when the Holy Spirit hands you to me, I'm wanting to bring you to the Father now. But we're going to do this together. Say together. Because my faith would just grab his word and go, and sometimes you can do that, but if you want a more harmonious exchange, do it together. Amen. The Holy Spirit's gonna pass that baton, but he's not gonna just send you on to the Father. He's gonna lead you. See you grabbing his hand. See you as the sheep following him. If any man follow me, where I am, there shall my servant be also. I will. And what I do is I agree with him when he's ready to take off. I say, I agree with you, Lord. It is your will. It is your will to bring me to the Father. And when I get this, I'm locked into him. Now, here's a big key here, because this will help a lot of you. What's happening is you're getting locked into certain levels, and then what happens, your mind will drift off. You start serving yesterday or tomorrow's, and you don't realize that your mind's drifting. You got to catch yourself, because you can drift right on out. How many of you ever done that? Every day. You got to pull it back in. So what I do, the Bible said cleave. You know how many times it says in the book of Deuteronomy, cleave? It's like 35 times cleave. Say cleave. Cleave. I'm here with you. I'm not letting you go. I'm fixed. I'm fixed, Lord. I hold fast to you. Lead the way. Glorify the Father today. And stay there. Wait for his leadership. Sometime he's waiting to see if you're going to wait. Sometimes, I mean, in the beginning, he just let me run. I mean, because I was like a kid in the candy store. He knew it. He introduced me to the Father. I'm like, shh. Every day I'd go through the door to the Father. I'm like, I don't even need the throne of grace anymore. I don't need all this other stuff. I'm just going to the Father. Bam. The rest of my life. Bam, bam, bam. I'm like, glory to God. But then he started smoothing things out, you know, so like, look, okay, that grace time's over. Let's learn my process now. Because I let me do this with you. That's part of his glory, by the way. It's part of the Holy Spirit's glory is to reveal Christ. He said, he, the Holy Spirit, will glorify me. It's the Lord's glory is to glorify the Father. They're all glorifying the one up. You see that? So it's their glory to escort you every day. So they're standing there and you're moving on. It's like, okay, love, you gotta go. Then you hit the brick wall. You turn around and say, why aren't you helping me? Well, I was going to help you, but you kind of ran off without me. So as we cleave and I wait and cleave, even though I feel the unction, I want to make sure he's ready, because he says, no man's coming unto the Father but by me. I will glorify the Father to you. That is his ministry. That is his glory. If you learn to do it with him, you're going to have a much fuller prayer life. You work with the Holy Spirit. You work with the Lord. You work with the Father. You work with the Word. You work in harmony with all of them. Understanding their roles. Their roles is to get you to the Father. That is what they want. Because their role is to move you out of an orphaned, fatherless, spiritual state. To refather you first. Then they want to get in the business of the kingdom with you. What we do is spend a lifetime outside in a fatherless condition trying to administrate a kingdom that only comes by the Father. Amen. So as they move you up into the Father, then the Lord said, when he receives you, and he then, if he escorts you, it's such a smooth transition into the Father. It's like it's the way it's supposed to be. And I was like, when I'm going up to the Father, I said, oh, Father, I love the Son. I love him. He's brought me to you, Father. He's with us. They're enjoying, everyone's enjoying the process together. You see what I mean? Because sometimes the Father would let me just come up in the first early days, because, you know, like I said, kid in the candy store. Now he said, look, there's protocol here. We are Father, but there's protocol. Don't leave your wingman. You ever seen Top Gun? I'm not leaving my wingman. Don't leave your wingman. Look at your neighbor and say, don't leave your wingman. They're there to help you. They will make your journey in God a lot easier, especially into the high places. It's hard enough to get there. but these things will help you, realizing you're not alone. And then the Father, once the Lord hands you off to the Father, and the Father receives you, that is the love everyone's looking for. That is the position where the Father loves you. He said, the man will keep my words, him my Father will love, because I'll bring you to the Father. It's a combination. He said, if you abide in me where I am and my words abide in you. The role of the Word of God is huge. But it's also the relationship with each member of the Godhead. If you'll get these things right, you'll see it become much more fluid, much more harmonious. Some of you are thinking now, oh, how many times have I done that? Just be honest, how many of you in the last month have run off without them? Raise your hand. Run off without them. But if you'll learn the protocol and the respect, it's a respect to allow the Lord to do His ministry every day. It's the greatest joy ever for Him to reveal the Father to you. The Father is the Lord Jesus' greatest joy, bar none. And he prayed that, Father, I pray my joy that I have with you will be fulfilled in them by bringing them to where you are. So it's his ministry. Think about your ministry. Well, he has a ministry too. And one of his chief ministries is to reconcile you daily to the Father. He wants you there. So if you work with him, once the Father's there. Now, here's another thing too. How the Father transitions. Well, some of you will be getting into this realm. Well, the Father will love you. The Father, see, you're brought into the Father. Well, you're dwelling in him. So I know and believe the love that you have towards me. But he that dwelleth in love dwells in God, and then God will dwell in you. Amen. Our love. Because what was the final prayer of John 17:24? He said, Father, all the love wherewith you love me will be what? In them. But what was the prayer he prayed before that? Father, I will they be with me where I am. They may behold you. And then all the love that they experience in you will be in them. See that? He said, keep my word. My Father will love you. Then my Father and I will come and make our abode. Now we're starting to talk kingdom. Now we start talking kingdom business. When they come make their abode. If the church would preach this and actually walk in it, I think we would see a paradigm shift in the way Christianity is released. I believe we would see such an effectiveness if the day one, think about it, the day you're born again, instead of religiousizing you, is we point your compass to the Father. Say, point the compass to the Father. Point it to the Father. Point it to the Father. I mean, the Father, you're not an orphan. You're not an orphan. The day one, you're not an orphan. You have a right. You're a spiritual being. You've been given access to the Father. You've been given a Holy Spirit that's going to help you. He's going to teach you who you are. Jurisdictional transfer. The Lord's going to receive you where you are. He's going to glorify the Father. He's going to reveal the Father. You're going to be loved of the Father. You're no longer going to be an orphan. You're 1 year old in the Lord, and you're no longer an orphan. That is ministry. And then when he takes the orphan out of you, he loves the orphan, and he refathers you. He refathers your garden. And then they come and dwell with you in the earth and start dreaming the dream of God with you. Start dreaming the dream of God. Say, dreaming the dream of God with you. Feel that anointing? Because that's where I'm at now, is dreaming with the Father here. I can't wait to get there. You see, what happens, you get so excited about the level you're in, you want to go straight there. Sometime you can. But sometime you can't. What I've found over time, if you'll do it the way God set it up, properly with protocol, you'll be more fluid and you'll be more harmonious in your transitions, because what'll work for you 1 or 2 days and what'll happen, you'll get stopped out and God's not going to come and shout it out to you what you're doing. How many of you work for you 5 days in a row and all of a sudden you turn around and you're hitting brick walls everywhere and you don't even know what, does anybody know what I'm talking about at all? Am I talking to anybody in here? So you're hitting a brick wall and God, it's not explaining it to you. He doesn't go boom out of heaven and say, hey, yo! You're breaking protocol. But it worked five days in a row. He said, that's grace. He lets you in because he loves you and you're a little kid in the candy store. When it comes to that time to grow up, we learn protocol. What I learned over time is, if excited as I am to dream with the Father, that's the most glorious place ever. The Father dwelling in me, dreaming the dream of God. I mean, when you're not dreaming when you're dreaming with him. I don't dream unless he's present. When I say dream, I don't start moving in that realm with him until he's present. I wait for him. That's why what happened. I get so excited. I'd get in the rest. I'd try to run up to the love of the Father. Okay, hallelujah. Hey, let's go. Come on. Hug me. Come on. Hold me. Let's go. because I want to get to the dream realm. So what I do is run to the dream realm, and then I'd be dreaming, but it'd just be me. I'm dreaming in here, but it's not full. It's just me. It's just my soul, my spirit dreaming, but it's a difference when the Father's present. Because He fills your dream up. He fills the vision up. It becomes living, and you walk with Him in it. And His love fills it up. And it drives out all doubt and unbelief. And it fills you with expectancy, and it fills you with assurance, and it fills you with confidence, and it drives out, and it casts out all doubt, fear, and unbelief. So what you're looking at that's supposed to be impossible, you come out of there, all things are possible. I tell you, sometimes you come out of there, you're so full. I come out of my prayer calls in my garage, I'll come into my house and just release it. Then sometimes I come out and look at this, I said, this ain't where I'm supposed to be. This is not who I am. I go out into the world and say, no, I'm seeing a whole nother realm. I'm dwelling with the Father. But sometimes I get so excited that I was like, I'd run and leave the Father. I was doing this at every stage. I'd leave the Holy Ghost, leave the Lord, leave the Father. They're like, He'll get it. Just leave Him alone for a little while. It's what you do when you get excited. But I'd get in the Father and I'd take off and I'd go dream and He wasn't with me. I'm like, what happened? You were with me the last 7 days. Now you're not. What? What? What did I do wrong? That's actually a pretty decent prayer to pray. Sometimes they got to explain it to you. Most of the time, they're never going to shout it out to you. I never had God shout out to me what I'm doing wrong. Yeah. Well, He does explain it to me when I'm in there. Amen. And I'm explaining it to you. So I'm going to help you. So what I do at each level, if you didn't hear anything I said tonight, at each level you get to, wait. Don't run off without them. Wait for the baton. They're going to pass it off. Amen. Does that make sense? So when I'd go to the dream, I want to get to the dream. That's my biggest thing every day, to get to the dream realm. But sometimes it takes me some time to get to the dream realm, but I got to wait on them. Amen. But the greatest thing ever is the dream realm. The other day I was in there for a very long time. I thought I was in there for like 45 minutes in the dream part, and I was in there for 2.5 hours. But when you start dreaming with the Father, so I'd be dwelling on the Father. But here's the part, I'll close with this because it's a good part to close with. Here's the part that I realize with God is when you get into these realms with Him, each level I would go to that I would want to rush right through, every one of those was supremely important to the process of dreaming with the Father. Can you explain that to me? I can't start just engaging into this assignment God's given me to dream with Him. I can engage my spirit, my soul. I can engage with the Word. I can do all that. I can set my heart around it. I can do all that. But the difference is whether He's present or not. And if I try to start there and He's not present, it's not full. Does that make sense? But when I go to fellowship with Him and I'm loving Him with all my heart and I'm dwelling in Him, we're not even talking about the dream. We're doing the love thing. Amen. He fills my heart so much. He fills you up so much. And then I say, are we ready? Are we ready? And He'll give me the key and I'll follow Him. It's two different realms. There's one with Him and then there's one with you. Does that make sense? You dwell with Him. He dwells with you. What happens when we go into the realm of the heart, because I'm with Him where He is. Now we're moving here in me, in this place of the heart, in the dream realm. He's there because I was with Him first. Does that make sense? When I was with Him first, so you'll dwell in Him, then He'll dwell in you. That all the love that He loved the Lord with is in you now, but it's also in your dream. It's in your vision. He fills your vision. If people could get the Father present with them in their vision and their dreaming, we'd start seeing things. We wouldn't get 98% of the people raise their hand of an unfulfilled vision. I can do it. I'll do it again. How many people you have a vision right now that's unfulfilled? Raise your hand. 99% of the people. Maybe 100%. And we're all waiting on God. How many of you heard that? Wait on God, he'll do it. Wait on God. How about this? Interact with God and he'll do it. Interact with the divine process and he'll do it. Part of our calling is to unlock this very mystery of how to pray to the Father and have the Father answer our prayer, large or small. Answer the prayer of your very vision of your life. Answer the prayer of the impossible. Have the God of all possibilities present to answer your impossible dream. How to get him to do that. That has been our call. That's been our journey. And we're on the cutting edge right now of breakthrough. Once that breaks through, faith is going to go through the ceiling to see the utter glorious inheritance God has given us as sons and daughters, and to understand how he does it. Then we get to go shout it to the nations. Amen. Oh, give him glory. Hallelujah. That's why I said, God, did you have to start this big of a thing? He goes, yeah, it's part of the testimony. It doesn't feel like it's not going to happen. It feels very much like it's going to happen. It gets your feelings involved. The Father comes to dwell. But if I dwell with him, then his love, I'll wait on him. I don't leave without him. Don't leave without the usher. Don't leave without him. I'll let him make that transition. Then when he comes, I dream with him, not apart from him. Say, with God, we mode. Every position you're contending for, do it in we mode. Amen? Do it in we mode. If you'll do that, if you'll practice, you got to catch yourself sometime, because sometime you'll get either ambitious or get frustrated. Just stop. Get back into we mode. You're here to help me. I agree with you. You're here to get whatever level you're at. One of them's there to help you to that level. All three of them in the Word of God is going to be present in the fulfilling of a supernatural prayer. Isn't that glorious? Give God glory. Hallelujah. When the Father comes and dwells, I used to think he just transferred, and I'm closing, second close, last close. I used to think he was just transferring, there we go. I didn't understand, but hey, we're walking this out. I'm learning as we go. You know, I thought once I get that transfer, because if man believes he receives, then he shall have. Once I get the transfer, it was done. I got the transfer on March 11th, then it's in me. I'm like, I thought once you transferred, it was done. He goes, it is done. It's moved from heaven into you. Now you got to grow it. But we are talking about supernatural things here. We are talking about some very large stuff. But here's the glorious thing. Listen to me. If you don't hear anything, once the Father comes through with you on something on a grand scale like this, guess what? No matter what he asks you to believe him for, you will be able to do it with him. Let me say it. You'll understand how it works. And when the Father gives you an assignment, how like the Paul Young Cho assignment, believe me, for a 1 million person church. That's not a million people everywhere. 1 million people in one place. 50,000 people coming through the doors 10 times a day. How'd you like that? He caught how to do that. He caught that. He caught how to dream with God. He caught how to dream with the Father. I understand now how the Father can take something that's utterly impossible, transfer it into you as a seed, and it grows up within you. Under his love. And how the Lord Jesus, when it comes to age within you, not natural age, it comes to maturity within you, he'll bring it out. And listen to this. The mustard seed has an average turnaround time of 85 to 95 days. From seed time plant to harvest. Let's just see, March 11th, April 11th, May 11th, June 11th. I'm going like, oh, 85 days. I don't know how long it takes to grow in there, but the process is enjoyable if you'll do it with God, not without him. Amen? It's only so long he's going to let you do any one of those levels alone. So if you're hitting an area and you're running up against the ceiling or an area and you're hitting a brick wall, and you know why you've been hitting that brick wall. Because you weren't hitting it a week before. You might have been running on grace. And now he's wanting you to do it with him because he wants to teach you something you're going to have the rest of your life. Does that make sense? He wants to teach you the process of harmony with the Godhead. Isn't that glorious? Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Hallelujah.